Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, it's 10:03 on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Where did Lance take the show? It was awful.
He used his time away and without any consequence to kind of submarine and sabotage the show.
I mean, it was just filth and florin.
He used an entire hour to do whatever he wanted. He goes, hey, guys. You know, just he would jump. Normally, we know how the show normally goes. John has a topic. It brings us back. He would jump in and go, hey, let's go. This thing happened with the woman and her Silverado.
Yeah. And then this OnlyFans. And then, I mean,
we have a segment of the show for that.
That's right. That's what he did, a whole entire hour of it. Because, of News of the Weird.
Because he knew there'd be no consequences. And you know, I gave you a message about, we got an email about something like, nah, we can't play that because of, we had a conversation about it earlier. We should have played it just because he did what he did. It should have been in response.
Yeah, we should have. No. No, we're.
He doesn't like it.
He doesn't like it, so we're not doing that. Because we'll get a Saturday night about 11 o'clock, we'll get a text.
Yeah.
When he's got about 14 vodka sodas in him.
Saturday night before his vacation was going to begin.
Yeah.
I looked at my phone, and then I looked at the time, and unlike his phone, my time was correct all the time.
Yeah, right.
Because I don't have apparently AT&T, and I'm like, what time is it? And then I realized the context. Aren't you supposed to be on vacation? And it's Saturday night. And look, I think the Astros are on. Leave us alone. In my head, I'm like, leave me alone. I'm done with you for like at least another week. Don't ruin it. And he ruined it.
He ruined everything.
Yeah.
Brandon Grace is leading 5-under right now. Richie Werenski is right there, Del, at
so,
3.
It's a lot of big toe guys.
Christian Bezuinihat.
There's another one.
Yep. Kevin Streelman. You know Brooks Koepka because you've seen his thong pictures.
I seen it because you talk about
it. Victor Hovland is up there. They tee off a little bit later. And Padraig Harrington's playing. Well, Ian Poulter, you know him.
I've heard of him.
Yeah. We don't like him because he's not America. And Sung Jae Im is also up there, Del. How would I have said that before? Sung Jae Im.
Sung Jae Im. Well, it's not Japanese, so you wouldn't have done that whole thing you do. Mm-mm. But you would have said in a way that may have offended some people, but made other people laugh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's that. Something that, like that. Yes. But I don't do that anymore. Corey Connors just fell apart today. 4-over. He shot 5-under yesterday and today. Phil's 1-over for the day. So we got it. We got us a little golf going on, Del. My man Cameron Smith's 1-over. Let's go. Get it going.
How many hours do you think you're going to be watching this week, end, including today?
Well, if we play, I'm not going to nearly as much, but I'm going to tape it all so I can go. I can watch it.
And you're going to, for what?
What do you
for
mean?
Who? For the golf show?
No, I'm going to watch so I can watch it.
But you're already going to know the scores, right?
I don't care.
And you're just going to rewatch it?
You got to watch how it happens.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah.
That sounds miserable.
I mean, what? You don't. I mean, what? You? Oh, yeah. I'm not going to watch the Super Bowl because I know the score.
No, exactly. If my team's not in it, I'm not going to rewatch the Super Bowl if I know the score.
You don't know nothing about golf.
I'm proud of that, actually.
You're the worst person. Let me ask you, okay, free agent-wise, which guy would you want the most for your Houston Rockets?
Kawhi Leonard.
Well, he's not available. Well,
he's got a player option.
Well,
he can be. You asked.
I don't think that's an option, though, for Kawhi.
You asked me, and I said,
pretty sure Kawhi's not going to go. I can't wait to get to that 17-win team.
He spent time in Texas and had a good time playing for a Texas team.
Yeah, but it was. Championship there.
Yeah.
Well,
he could do that here, right?
I don't think that's going to be the case.
Okay, serious options.
Tim Hardaway Jr.
You really want to take. No.
Kelly Oubre Jr.
The Warriors have been better without him, so I would say no.
Will Barton.
I can see that. A guy who's been not a bit piece. He's very important to Denver, but he's a guy who can get in at the small forward position, and he's played off of good players in Jokic and Jamal Murray.
Played two full seasons out of seven.
Well, he's been injured. That's the thing.
Yeah.
So you would have to hope.
Don't we have that already in Eric Gordon?
We have it in Chris. You have it in multiple players. Yeah. Who get hurt.
John here. Wall.
Yeah. Christian.
I mean, but
Christian
this is
Wood.
A place to go if you play two out of seven years.
If you like to get paid for not playing a lot,
yeah.
Come play here.
Let's go.
Yeah. So Will Barton would fit right in.
It's perfect. He's perfect.
I like him as a three man, and Denver hopes he's back, and we'll see how this is going to be a big playoff run for him if he can get back and be healthy. Is Will Barton's on the list? And I think John Collins is on the list.
Yeah, John Collins. What do you think of him?
He's a very talented offensive player. It's been a weird thing in Atlanta because he's been a bench guy, part-time starter, and you'd think he'd be a guy they'd be willing to pay a lot of money to, but they gave money to Danilo Gallinari in the offseason. So are you going to be paying two stretch fours, like the money they would have to pay to keep John Collins? He's a restricted free agent, so the Rockets would have to outbid and hope that Atlanta doesn't re-sign him. But there's a thought that they're not bringing him back, particularly if the price tag is really high.
Well, between 25 and 29 million?
Yeah, they're not bringing him back.
Yeah, and the Rockets aren't doing that. They've already got a 40 million. They've got 19 in Gordon.
And do you really want another?
They've got almost 14 in Wood.
A talented big man, offensive scorer making more than Christian Wood?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you could do it. It's John Collins' time. But then, you might as well just start the extension talks on Wood immediately.
What kind of range does Collins have?
He's a really good player. I mean, he's a stretch four. I don't know the numbers, but at least as when he played the Heat, he would never miss. So I have that in my head. He's a good player. Do you want to pay a guy?
No,
that much.
They ain't doing that. I mean, are you John Collins and a top four pick away from being a decent team? Maybe,
possibly. I mean, if Kevin Porter Jr. Yeah. develops the way you like and you hit on the pick, and then you add a high-priced veteran, or not even a veteran, he's only 23.
If John Wall actually stays healthy, if Eric Gordon can play, 40 games.
Why do you want Eric Gordon back?
Well, you don't have a choice. Who's going to take that?
I don't want him. I don't want him playing.
Well, no, you'd rather he sits and makes $19
million? Yeah.
That's what you want?
Yeah. Or buy him out.
That's horrible. Who
wants to play Eric Gordon? Why would you want to play Eric Gordon?
Wow.
He's a progress stopper. You want to play him, and then 10 games in, he's going to tell you he doesn't want to be
he's
hurt.
A bench guy. He comes off the bench and gives you instant offense.
Enough of Eric Gordon. That era is over.
I've had enough of Eric Gordon, but there's nothing you can do about it.
You can try to buy him out.
Buy him out? How about trade him?
Okay.
Good luck
trading the guy who's never healthy. What are you going to get for him?
I mean, you got to be kidding me.
Credit the Rockets for giving him an extension.
Well, that's Daryl. Nice job, Daryl.
And, yeah, buying him out, it would mean he would stay on your cap for quite a bit. Golly, he's under contract.
21 for three more years.
Woof. Yeah, you're going to have to try to trade him. Well, I forgot about the extension.
No, the last year's non-guaranteed.
Okay, so still 2 years. So yeah. I think that's where Blake Griffin was. He had a year plus left on his deal, and he still got bought out. So I guess you would try to trade him.
You're talking about $38 million. You got to buy him.
Get him out of here.
No, maybe trade him because there's only 2 years left on the deal.
Well, I'm telling
you, somebody who could use a shooter and somebody who doesn't play much,
who never plays. I'm just telling you, the Pistons did the same thing. Blake was under contract for this year and next, and they still bought him out. It would be the same way for Eric Gordon. Next year, he will be under contract for two more years, and guys get bought out. And Blake had like 20 plus million or 29 million on the final year of his deal. So it happens. The Rockets probably won't do it. But godly, playing him minutes at 32 years old, please don't. Find a way. If they can trade him, please do.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening. I don't think it's happening, but with 2 years left on the deal, maybe you'd have to take somebody, that is. But Eric Gordon's time here, please. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5. Some numbers from the Astros. We'll go over on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Do you ever wonder what ESPN 97.5 hosts talk about during the breaks? Well, now we have your answer.
I don't know why you got to do it with the FM. All you got to do is say earmuffs.
Just go to twitch.tv/ESPN975 for exclusive uncensored content.
Can you earmuff it for me?
is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, 10:15 ESPN 97.5. So it's as interesting. How about Michael Brantley, professional hitter, right? I mean, Michael Brantley is I was so pleased that Michael Brantley re-signed with the Astros. If the Astros didn't have Michael Brantley right now, I don't know that they would be in first place.
Yeah, I mean, for 30 minutes or so, I saw some A's account tweet out, I really loved it for that 30 minutes when we thought the Blue Jays had signed Michael Brantley. And for a while, I was like, oh, George and Michael Brantley gone. And then, wait a minute, he stays. Yeah, I agree with you. He's a cog, and even when the parts of the lineup are struggling, Michael Brantley's always going to give you good at bats, so he's a big piece. He's part of the best team batting in team in baseball.
It's funny though. I mean, you know, I'm a numbers guy, and I looked detailed into the numbers. Something that's trending right now. Well, actually, I'm just reading an article about it. If you want to know the truth, it's from SB Nation, the crawfish boxes. It's interesting. They do a lot of, man, it is detailed though. It's WOBA and it's really, really technical, nerdy stuff, baseball stuff. But the fact of the matter is this, and you can kind of see it. I do see it. Michael Brantley has expanded his strike zone, and usually that is a bad thing. Usually that is not a good thing when you expand your strike zone. But it's funny. He is making more contact with pitches outside of the strike zone. He's chasing more pitches outside the strike zone, but he's also making more contact with pitches outside the strike zone. Right now, though, his walks are down. Only 8 walks this season. He's on pace for only 29. Now, he's only struck out 21 times. So he is making contact, but he is doing this more, and we notice it that he is hitting bad pitches. Now, sometimes he's going with that bad pitch low and outside, and he's hitting it. It's preventing teams from putting a shift on against Michael Brantley. I've noticed that that's one guy they did that to, and Michael Brantley just went bing, bing. Michael Brantley, it's so funny. Yesterday we had the conversation. My buddy says, Jose Altuve is the best hitter I've ever seen. He's the best hitter of our lifetime. And I was like, no, come on, Pete Rose. Come on. Tony Gwynn. I mean, I love Altuve, and Altuve might be a top 5 hitter but Altuve is not the best hitter of our era. I mean, you can have your opinion. That's an opinion. But actually, you can look at numbers. And they'll tell you. What I see with Michael Brantley is a guy who is going to continue to, and has, and continue to crush pitching, because you can't play him. You can't do what everybody is doing in baseball today, is taking away an entire side of the field.
This term is usually used for basketball, adding to your game. And Michael Brantley said, you're not going to beat me with junk defenses.
Mm-mm.
The junk defense thing, I will find a way around it, just like great players in the NBA find a way around things that are done to take away what they do best. And Brantley's like, nah, I'm not going to let you not play me straight up. I'm going to force you to, or I'm just going to beat you a different way.
And now so he can turn on pitches and hit and pull a pitch, an inside pitch, and crush it and get more hits that way. But if you're going to, this is where he's killing you. So now I can't pitch him outside. And yet, dude, you pitch him outside, and he's going to go the other way with it. And why, guys, I just don't get this era.
It seems like, well, it speaks to why there are 6 no-hitters before June. Why wouldn't you try? Teams are playing you because you have a pattern, and they're trying to eliminate that. Why wouldn't you adjust your game to take them out of it? All right, if you're just going to give me this, I'm going to take it until you play me straight up, and then we'll see. We'll see how it goes. I don't get it. Is it on the other side that the teams are saying, don't switch it up, just hit through the shift? Why wouldn't you attack it a different way?
No idea. You're going to, how much better is your career going to be if you ease, but I guess everybody just thinks, I'm going to get paid. I'm going to hit home runs. I'm going to get paid. But what about average? What about some team play?
I just think the ability to force a defense to play you, I guess, normally would help. And your ability to make them pay for shifting and playing you in a junk defense would help you in the future. Oh, we can't play this guy like we do other guys because you know what he's going to do? He'll just punch the ball down the line. Or like when you see the shortstop or the third baseman in between, like in the shortstop position, why would I know they're pitching to keep that from you? Well, why wouldn't you just punch the ball down the line if it's possible? Poke it down the line, even if it's a single, but they're way out of position, so it's an easy trot to first base, and you go, okay, we can play this game all day.
Yeah,
but guys don't do it.
No,
there's got to be a reason behind it, and I'm sure they've figured it out, but it doesn't make any sense to me.
So I'm going to hit my strength into your strength.
Yeah, and you have
as
guys.
As opposed to my strength to your weakness.
Or your weakness, you're so bad at their weakness, you can't take advantage of them giving you free base hits.
Yeah. I just don't get it. Now, and maybe it is, maybe Michael Brantley, you know, expanding his zone and hitting pitches outside of the strike zone has something to do with him going to left field. You know, he's going with that outside pitch, and he's hitting it to left, and he's picking up base hits that way.
All baseball players are Ben Simmons right now. Hey, we know you can't shoot.
Yep. So
here, go there. Try.
Go
and
ahead.
And Ben Simmons like, no, I don't want to.
Hey, Russ, we're going to back up. Go ahead.
You're giving me the shot, and I still don't want to take it because there's no way I'm going to make it. And baseball players are the same way. Hey, we're giving you this part of the field. Nah.
No.
Not taking it.
Not taking it. No. Here. Wide. Here.
No, I don't want.
Well, except and he can't shoot it, so he's not going to. He's not going
to. And for whatever reason,
so we're going to back up, pack it in, and yet Ben Simmons is still pretty
good.
Russ is pretty good too.
But we see certainly these guys are so great they have found ways. But we see when defenses are focused. Look, the Sixers probably won't find this a problem against the Wizards. But we've seen some of their failures. Ben Simmons, a guy they want the ball in their hands, gets put in a dunker spot because. That's the only way he won't really screw up the offense. So you have to find a way to put him in a place where he can just catch lobs if another guy gets in the lane. But his best attribute is finding guys because he can't shoot. So we'll just put you here where we would put a kind of untalented power forward in our offense because either any other way, you're going to screw us up.
Yep. Nope.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. That's what we do. That's what we're going to do.
That's why you see the Sixers late in games, particularly when it matters, and we'll see it in these playoffs. Their offense all of a sudden clogs up because you need him on the other end because he's a good great defender, but you're playing 4-on-5
mm-hmm.
in the biggest moments.
Is it so hard for you to be doing this show while the PGA Championship is going on right above you there?
No, because I'm not even looking at the TV like
I'm looking at you, but the TV is right below you.
Uh-huh.
So it's almost impossible for me to concentrate on. And you were just saying blah, blah,
I
blah,
understand.
Blah, blah.
And when you
like the Peanuts teacher.
And when you talk about... talk about some guy struggling, what's his name? Connor, whatever his name is.
Corey Connors.
Sure, if you say
so. No, he's a great Canadian golfer struggling today.
If you say so. It's the same way for me. I'm like Army of the Dead in T-minus 2 hours. That's what I'm thinking
That's
about.
All you're thinking
yes.
about.
Shout out to Zack Snyder.
So this is a Netflix thing?
Yeah, it was released in movie theaters, I think, last week, but I wasn't going. But it's come to Netflix. It was released, I guess, whatever, 3 a.m. in the morning, whatever it was. I got some coconut shrimp. Speaking of Brussels sprouts, I made some roasted Brussels sprouts. Got an ice cream sandwich from Thelma's that I'm going to have for dessert for lunch. Snickerdoodle ice cream sandwich. I'm ready to go. But you want to ruin my day by talking about Corey Connors.
So, Connor. You're gonna watch.
No, I'll watch them. I'll do it all at the same time. I'll eat my lunch. I'll have it in front of me and watch the movie.
No, first you're gonna watch golf, and then
no.
when it's over, then you watch Army of the Dead.
You know what? I've never said first I'm gonna watch golf.
You've never ever said that in your life.
Never. The only time I would say anything close to like, okay, I need a nap, time to watch golf.
What if Harold Varner III is competing and right there?
If Harold Varner III is competing on a Sunday and I know he might win a major, I go, congratulations, and go watch whatever I was watching.
And then just, you know, yeah, way to go, Harold Varner III.
I don't know if you heard, the NBA playoffs start tomorrow.
I don't think Harold's in it, but okay.
Yeah, I don't know if you know this. The playoffs are tomorrow in the NBA. Yeah.
Well.
That's what I'll be watching.
Guess what I'll be watching.
I know. I don't have to guess. I know what you'll be watching.
No.
No. You'll get some Astros in. You'll get some PGA.
No, don't worry. I got my TV set up.
No, I understand.
I got my room all set up for it.
You treat major championship weekends like it's New Year's Day bowl games. I got a TV here, so I don't miss anything.
Yeah.
Get out of here with that. That's so foreign to me.
Yeah. No. Golf? I'll have NBA playoffs in one
on
of the little
small
TVs.
TV?
On the one of the little ones.
That's embarrassing.
I'll have Astros on the other little one, and I'll have golf on the big one.
On the big one?
Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
With the sound up.
But you can go back and forth with golf and not miss much. You're gonna put the NBA playoffs on a small TV?
No. NBA playoffs and the Astros go on the small TV.
Well, I get baseball. Baseball is like right above golf for me. I mean, baseball's barely inching above golf. But it's the NBA playoffs.
Baseball is edging with you.
No, it's not. Baseball.
Oh, you said inching.
Inching. All baseball does is edge. It's 162 games. The payoff doesn't come until, nine months later.
There's payoff right now, pal. Yeah. Oh, yeah? You don't think our team is paying off right now? All right.
I'm happy the Astros are number one in the ALS. But you know what? I still got to wait till September, October for it to pay off. Great.
Mm-hmm.
This is tantric baseball.
It's 1028 ESPN 97.5. 713-780. One segment and then news of the... We've already had an hour.
Do we have to do news of the world?
I know, right?
What he did?
Lance already did it. Lance already ruined the show. Lance already did an hour of news of the weird.
Lance already ruined the show. What's new?
It's what he do. 1028 ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Del, can you guess the top five selling jerseys right now at NFL.com?
Ooh. Is Trevor Lawrence on the list? No, he's Jacksonville Jack. How could that be possible?
No.
Top five. That's actually pretty difficult for me. Tom Brady, Bucks jersey?
Nope.
Who is... I feel like I need to think of someone really popular who hasn't done that much.
Yes. No, it's exactly what you have to think of. It'll come to you. It's pretty easy, actually.
I'm probably going to feel really dumb. Is it any rookies in the list right now?
No. Well, that's number six.
A rookie. It's not Trevor Lawrence.
It's Fields.
Fields, okay. Okay.
Number one.
Go ahead.
Tebow.
Already?
Number two.
I didn't even want to guess him.
Tebow.
Which jersey? The white? It's
Tebow.
The white, black, and turquoise?
Number four, Tebow. Number five, Tebow.
How is that possible? They don't have that many jerseys, right?
85.
So the ones they ordered before he got an official number.
The first one is $119.99. And then the second is the men's. The second one is the women's. The third one is a $34.99 T-shirt.
Oh, a jersey?
Yeah. Okay, T-shirt. That's $34.99. The second is a women's. And then the fifth is a youth Jacksonville Jaguars.
Is there any way to make fun of this without attacking his faith? Like, you know, when you take a shot at Tebow, he's a man of faith. You can't attack him. I'm just going to attack the people buying his stuff.
Are you kidding, right?
No.
The top five... at NFL.com
and you,
today.
And you were asking why ESPN talks about him so much.
But ESPN is...
This is why.
Is Stan's dad right now.
This is why. Because people will go out and buy multiple iterations of his jersey, even a jersey without a number on it. This is how much people want.
Yes. Cannot get enough Tim Tebow.
Yes.
Number 1 through 5. Men's, women's, youth. Oh, my goodness. Even youth is 5th.
Well, they've got to indoctrinate their kids.
Well, yeah, I'm sure parents. But is any kid going, I have to have a Tim Tebow jersey?
What kids even know he played football?
No, none.
He hasn't been relevant in football since when?
Oh,
when's the last time he played an NFL 7, game?
7, 8?
Well, that was in college. I mean, he did win a playoff game. That's what they always talk about. But when was the last time he played an NFL 2012? Game?
2012?
I'll look it up on his wiki. Last time he played an NFL game was, he was on the Eagles practice squad, but I don't think he played. The Patriots practice squad, so 12. Last time he played in the 12. Game. So kids.
9 years. These so kids what kid, don't know.
Kids
know.
Don't know. They don't know. Yeah, and the parents are just buying his jersey.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's on. But I guess, you know what? The ESPN showing him walking in and showing him walking out of practice. I thought, come on, ESPN. Come on. But, you know, if you're going to play, if you're going to be ESPN, you got to play the hits. He's the hits. He's the hits.
Trevor Lawrence is the number one overall pick. And even if Tim Tebow is not on the team, there are going to be more Tim Tebow jerseys in that crowd opening week than there are Lawrence jerseys. Considering where.
I don't know. Don't you think after the draft that Trevor Lawrence would have, you know, been probably up there amongst the jersey sales?
Fine.
Yeah.
But once you look in a Jacksonville crowd, how many of those jerseys are going to belong to Tim Tebow? Yeah. Even if he's not even on the roster, but people bought them, so they're going to want to wear them. Watch. Those 85 jerseys.
Even if he doesn't, yeah.
That's what I say. Even if he's not on the roster.
He's not going to be on the team.
They're going to wear their jerseys.
They got Tebow 00 and because once he said he was good, we didn't know what number he's going to be.
People still bought them.
That's two of the top three jerseys are 00 Tebow's.
It's unexplainable for me. Like, I get it if you want to buy Gator paraphernalia with Tim Tebow on it because of what he did, but you're buying a no number Jacksonville jersey because you can't. They couldn't even wait for him to be officially signed and get a number. That's how devoted some people are.
Yeah, I mean, you had to have it. I mean, that's like the Texans 32 jersey.
Yeah.
Or no, it was 02. And no, 32 because they were a 32nd team.
And people decided that is understandable because there were years there was a large swath of time before they actually had players because, you know, it's announced and then you get the team colors and the jersey and then you just have to start signing players. People couldn't even wait a week and a half until he got a number before they had to buy stuff.
I mean, well, and Jonathan Wells thought, hey, look at all those 32 jerseys up there. I need more money.
Well, he was under the wrong impression.
Yeah. That was about being the 32nd team. And the 02, I don't think there's been a number 2 on the Texans yet.
Wasn't A.J. McCarron 2?
Was A.J. 2?
And I think the second time around, yeah, he was 2. And I think the second time around, what's his name, T.J. Yates? Who came back a second? Did he make 2 stops with the Texans?
Oh, yeah. TJ might have been. Wasn't he 9? Or
he was 13 first time, right?
And was he 2 the second? No, because if he was back with the A.J. was on the team.
A.J. TJ Yates came back in 15. He actually made 3 appearances, 15 and 17.
And then he's coaching.
Well, not yet. I'm blanking on mediocre quarterbacks. Who's the quarterback who's supposed to be next in line to coach here?
No, that was
McCown's.
McCown.
TJ Yates, he's currently the passing game specialist for the Falcons.
For the Falcons? Yes. Okay.
Arthur Smith.
Yeah, I knew he was coaching. I thought he was here first, though. Was he ever here?
Well, he might have been.
I think he was.
Yeah, he was a quarterback's coach last year.
When does Davis Mills see playing time?
I don't even remember, but what was their bye week?
Their bye week is 10.
So that's actually not a bad time to bring them along and play them. You get 7 games or so? Or, yeah, about 7 games to see what he has.
8 games.
8, yeah. Well, I forgot. 17-game schedule. I could see it there because I still debate whether he'll be the backup to start the season.
Yeah, probably not. He probably won't even be dressed the first. I mean, and now with Jeff Driskel.
Driskel and Finley can battle it out for the backup spot. This is how bad teams work. Tyrod Taylor will get, I don't know, four or five games or so, and it'll be going poorly if the Texans are bad. He'll get some blame. So you recycle. Then you go to Finley or Driskel, and then they'll get four games or so leading into your bye, and then you'll get Davis Mills. Hey, now it's Davis Mills' turn. Off the bye, he'll get active, and then he'll play. That's the cycle of bad teams when they have multiple quarterbacks who no one thinks is going to be good. The two veterans will play and stink, and then the rookie gets his chance.
Yeah. The Texans have acquired, there are eight quarterbacks, I believe. Reese put this out there. There are eight quarterbacks who have thrown for under 60%, and I don't know if it's touchdown to interception, whatever the stat is, but like the worst quarterback play since 2018, of the eight quarterbacks, the Texans have three, and the other one's a rookie.
Well, competition is what I was told.
Yeah, it's competing for who's going to be
the worst.
The worst. I am not, and so many, I've seen it even, you know, in these guys giving Caserio a grade, that he's trying to tank. There is zero chance that the Texans are trying to lose right now.
I don't think you talked about it with Lance. Who wants to come here? Trying to lose is a strong statement. I just don't think they'd mind losing.
I don't think that they're doing it that way. I don't think that they have any other choice. I think that what was left here, what Caserio, the hand that he was dealt with, now the Deshaun Watson thing on top of everything else, he doesn't have a choice. I don't think that it's there that they don't mind or they're. I just don't think they possibly can.
There were no options, and I don't believe they foresee themselves as having a winning team. So when I say week to week, the coaches are going to, it's going to be painful, but the guys making all the real decisions are like, look, we know what we are. They're not going to say it out loud. It doesn't make sense to say it out loud, but hey, you know, we lose some games. It sucks, but it's all part of the process. We know we're not going to be very good, and losing games wouldn't be the worst thing in the world for them this year.
No, it'll be the best thing in the world for them. Getting the number one overall pick, getting as many picks as you can for Deshaun, and I'll settle for two firsts and 2 seconds now.
Okay.
Two firsts and 2 seconds, even from a good football team.
Stack the roster this roster is full of guys who in 2 to 3 years, you don't even want on the team. So, and you don't have a lot of players who would start in other places. You have some, but not enough. So you look. This is what the Deshaun trade will be about: finding ways to get premium players on the roster, because you're not going to do it through free agency. So you have to do it through the draft.
Yeah, and I don't mind if they get the number one or number two overall pick that they trade down.
Sure,
and they don't even get a quarterback this year.
Sure,
unless he is
clearly
the
choice, and they're at this point. There is no Trevor Lawrence, but maybe there is a Baker thing to happen as far as, is he good, is he not good? But maybe a Baker Mayfield comes out of nowhere and it's clear that there is a potential top one overall pick. Then you make your decision about whether you want to draft him or not. But if one of those doesn't show up, but some other team is in love with one of the guys, make the trade. Particularly if they have multiple first round picks in this draft. Like if the Eagles want a quarterback, now you may trade Deshaun to the Eagles, so you may get him that way.
Yeah.
But if there's another team that wants a quarterback that has multiple first round picks, like the Lions, not the Lions, who has the Eagles? Yeah, I just said the Eagles. You got to find a team with multiple first round picks. hopefully, in this draft. I have to look at Tankathon and see
who does. Either multiple first-round picks or you get multiple picks, first-round picks from them.
Yeah.
I don't mind if it's not multiple first-round picks this year.
Sure, you can, yeah, because you might get them with Deshaun. Who knows? So, yeah, there are ways to build, and but the goal should be to find a way to get cheap premium players, and losing and having the first overall pick helps the process.
Yep. All right, 1043 ESPN 97.5. News of the world. We finish up the week strong. Don't go anywhere.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now. Do it. Do it. Do it now.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
I know we have news of the weird, but you know the Jags, they put out a documentary about their draft process, and you see Shad Khan and others putting ratings near the picks other teams have made. So you can see kind of how they rated players. And you've got like they have the Jets' second first round pick Vera Tucker rated higher than they had Zach Wilson rated. Then you know they had Jalen Waddle rated as a quote unquote perfect player because like Kyle Lance rates his guys with that grading scale. The Jags have something similar. So if you're interested in actually knowing what another team thought of your players, you can look at the Jags documentary. They'll tell you. Now, it didn't go deep enough to see what they thought of the Texans picks because who wants to wait around that long? It's not part of that particular documentary, but it's interesting to see where they had guys of even who other teams drafted.
Yeah, that's Jerry Jones did that before too.
Yeah.
He accidentally put out a picture of his draft board.
Yeah, but this one was purposeful. I think it comes from Jags, whatever their website, JacksonvilleJags.com, whatever it's called. So, I mean, they put it on a doc, and you can see what they thought of guys and who they rated highly.
That's not the – see, when a guy comes and he's drafted by another team and you had him low, that's not the smartest thing to do.
It's not great if you pay
them. No, because that's, you know, added.
Yeah, you can see the Colts drafted Quiddy Pay, and you can see what their ranking is of Quiddy Pay because all the teams in their division, they have them right alongside there. It's at the top of the board, so obviously most important to them. So, yeah, I mean, just if you want to know what another team thought of other guys, you can see it. Mm-hmm. Jags put it out there for people.
You interested in Tyson Fury versus Deontay Wilder 3?
I wasn't interested in 1 and 2.
What, you just don't care?
No. I mean, I'm sure for the people who love the sport, great. Boxing's lost on me.
Apparently, Lance is doing the right thing. Wanderlust says many Americans are looking to get in touch with Mother Nature this summer.
But he's not looking. He's been
No, he's not. His wife is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But didn't we have that all last... Well, I guess you couldn't go outside unless you were with your family. But so now people want to get outside this summer? Not me.
Mm-mm.
It's too hot here to do that.
Yep. Do you think... Okay. I don't watch Law & Order SVU.
You watch... Because it's a little dark. You watch
the
normal
one. Yeah, I don't like that topic. Yeah. I don't like that subject matter. So I watch Law & Order... So I can really be a lawyer right now.
Okay.
I mean, especially in New York, because I know New York statutes and everything. So if I ever become a lawyer, I'll probably go right to New York to do it. So an 11-year-old girl who fought off an attempted kidnapping credits Law & Order SVU for quick thinking.
Olivia Benson.
How about that? She says she fought this guy off and... He said, the man got out of his vehicle holding a knife, came towards me. I tried to run, but he caught me. I was able to get the slime onto his arm and a little bit of his lower arm. She had blue slime all over his own arms. I don't know why he had blue slime all over his arms.
So Law & Order
taught her how to
evade?
Yeah. So how about that?
Great.
Except,
I mean, it's a little dark.
It is a little dark for an 11-year-old to be watching.
She's watching that show.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to go to this hospital ever. An elderly man had the wrong leg amputated at an Australian clinic. Do you think that it would? So the one that's supposed to be amputated, you still got, but they took the other one off?
I think
that's a bad doctor.
You think they made a mistake there? That scares the hell out of me. Like, you go into surgery and you think, okay, these are professionals. I'm going to wake up and then everything's going to be okay. The hope is everything goes okay.
Mm-hmm.
The fear of getting the wrong leg amputated wouldn't have crossed my mind until now. Now, if I'm in that situation, hey, can you, like, mark it? It shouldn't be guesswork, should it? I would make sure, hey, black X on the leg, you're taking off. This one's fine. Don't touch it.
When I had, I think it was my eye. They made a giant mark over the eye that I was supposed to get done. Remember when I had, you thought I was going to come back with a pirate patch?
No, I didn't think. You keep telling that story wrong. What I hoped was you'd be eventually okay, but you'd have some mental anguish because the first couple of days, your vision would be blurry despite what the doctors told you.
Okay.
Yeah, that's different.
No, I think you wanted me to lose an eye a pirate patch.
I just want some mental anguish. That's all.
Fisker. Apparently, they heard that I have
Doug
applied.
Fisker?
Huh?
Doug Fisker?
No, Fisker.
Okay.
It's a company, an electric car company. No, it's a co-founder of the American electric car making startup, Fisker. Apparently, they're going to make the first electric Pope mobile. I think they heard that I have reserved my
F-150. So now all Italians.
And now they think the Pope should have one.
I just think now it's an Italian thing now.
Yeah.
Or is the Pope Italian? This one?
The Pope is not Italian.
Okay.
No. He is from South America.
Ah.
Yeah. I forget which South American country they're all.
Don't say it.
No.
Don't say they're all the same.
They're all South America.
Down there.
They're all down there.
They're very different.
They're all, are they?
Yes.
Are they?
Brazil,
though?
They speak Portuguese. They don't speak Portuguese in
are
Argentina.
They, though?
Yes, they are.
Apparently, now you can buy cow urine in different flavors. Pineapple, orange, or regular.
Wow.
Yeah.
We are really bored.
Yes, you can. Apparently, it's being sold in, I don't know what country, but I've got a picture of it. Yeah, would you want your cow urine orange, pure, or pineapple?
So they call it pure, not original flavor.
Pure.
If I had to choose which cow urine I had the option of drinking, I'd choose water.
Well, no, it's got to be.
No,
there's no
gun
water
to my
cow
head.
Urine.
There's no gun.
That's not the option.
There's no gun to my head that I have to drink cow urine.
No, but if you had to choose,
you had to choose
one.
I wouldn't choose. It's cow urine.
I'm going to go orange.
No, you.
Orange cow urine.
Well, you seem like a Sunkist guy, so I could see it.
I am.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I drink. I go to the movies. I pick. Do you got Fanta? You got orange Fanta?
Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah. No, I love that.
So,
or grape? Yeah.
What about grape flavored cow urine or orange?
They don't have it. They
only
got pineapple. I'm not a big pineapple.
But if you had to choose grape or orange.
Ooh, that's too tough.
Mm.
I don't know which cow urine I'm going with then.
Okay.
Maybe both.
Buy both.
I want both.
Yeah.
In Japan, the bullet train driver is in a little bit of trouble. Apparently, he left the controls to go to the toilet. A bullet train goes 150 kilometers per hour.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of fast. Don't you think that someone should be driving it?
It's on the tracks. You guys have designed a train that can go 150 miles per hour, but you can't design it so the guy can go pee and come back and it's still doing what it's supposed to do?
I'd rather have him pee in a Gatorade bottle at the controls.
If it's not set up where he can leave, understood. Stay at the controls. But what kind of designer are you? He can't leave to go pee?
Yeah, no.
Even a pilot can go put something on autopilot and go, use the facilities. What kind of crappy train is that?
It's a crappy train.
Yeah.
Okay. A Canadian soldier is in some trouble. He's charged with feeding cannabis cupcakes to artillery unit during live fire exercise. Do you think you want to eat weed cupcakes while you're doing a live fire exercise in the Army?
It seems like it would, kind of harm the process.
Well, I don't know. If you're in Vietnam, weren't those guys stoned all the time? Shouldn't you know how to do stuff when you're stoned?
Didn't we lose that war?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. We weren't very good at that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe not be on drugs while you're fighting the
enemy.
I don't
know. If you're going to be on drugs while you're doing it, might as well practice it, too.
Well, I don't. That's the problem. I don't think the Canadian government wants that to be in practice.
But let's be realistic about this.
Well, you got arrested for it, right?
Yeah, they didn't like it too much. Hey, I'm just being a realist over here. Everybody's going to be stoned during this war.
Guys, if you want to do something like John, spend, I don't know, the next 20 hours watching golf, because that's what he's going to be
that's
doing.
That's what I'm going
to
be doing.
If you want to be like John this weekend, watch the PGA, because I guess that's what you need to do instead of doing
that's
other
what
stuff.
Everybody needs to do.
Oh, not what this body's going to do.
Right?
I got a date with zombies, John.
Uh-huh. Well, I got a date with Phil Mickelson, okay?
Really? Well, he does show cleavage, right?
He does. He's got.
He'll put him out there for you.
It's 10:56. Charlie Pelillo's next. Y'all have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you again on Monday.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.